that you have written called Crossing the Meadow. They're calling it sort of a new genre of horror novel. But there are so many movies out there that are so scary these days, I can't even watch them. And I think they really scare children. But your book is a much more thoughtful kind of scary book.
Yes, well, it doesn't mean to be scary. It is a little scary because it has to do with ghosts, but it's actually trying to put ghosts into a more human, if you want, perspective, because it's a story about a couple of ghosts or a couple of people who died and got stuck this way. They can't cross the meadow to the other world because they have some unfinished business, which in their particular case is that they need to solve a murder, an old murder. And then these poor guys are very frustrated because, you know, ghosts can't just walk around and talk to people and ask them to do things. And they need some help to solve this problem, and they have all kind of problems, and I think that puts them, these ghosts, into a very human perspective.
Well, you obviously have contemplated what happens to you when you die. I think a lot of us think about that. What happens?